T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour number 2 of The Drive here on KFH Radio. Bob and Jeff will be off tomorrow as the Cardinals play Game 5. You can hear that game against the Braves right here on KFH right at 4 o'clock. Of course, I couldn't do the show with that going on, so I'll be home.
Yeah.
Watching the baseball
game. Figured.
Yeah.
But when you were here, they won, so you don't shirk your duties. That's the rule.
Well, I'm shirking my duty.
You're not really.
On this one. What do you mean not really?
You don't have a show.
Right. I decided not to have a show.
Oh, you decided.
We had the option of doing a show.
We did.
Yes.
Huh. Well, you're going to lose then. No offense.
Really?
Yeah. You can't do that. I've learned it the hard way.
Jeff, I don't hold my standards have nothing to do with the Cleveland Indians, believe it or not.
Well, I'm
not
just,
one time have I ever looked at the Cleveland Indians and said, man,
I'm not
I think we should
about,
try what they do.
I'm not talking about the Indians.
But
I'm talking
but
about
I am.
Don't miss work for a
and
game.
And for you to even hold yourself as even comparable.
Don't miss work for a game. That's
to the
point.
St. Louis Cardinals is a travesty.
That had nothing to do with the Cardinals.
You know the Indians are not the Cardinals.
It's a life philosophy. We're not comparing
when
teams.
When you made the short-sighted
we're not
and
comparing
long-term
teams.
Decision to go from the Cardinals to the Indians, you ruined your life
as a
baseball fan.
You have not addressed the context in which I am speaking to you.
Our Or Nissan picks of the week were abysmal again. We ought to give this up. I was 2-5 for a lousy 5 points.
Terrible.
You won the week.
Of course I did.
No, you didn't. Heath, our caller, won the week. He was 3-4 for 9 points. Justin Whalen from Or Nissan, 2-5 for 9 points. You were 3-4 for 7 points. And Jason Duda, 3-4 for 6 points. Our confident games didn't come through.
No, we had all we had Oklahoma for 7. And KU kind of snuck in a backdoor cover there, sort of. It was with a lot of time left in the game, but still, don't like to see that.
Nah. And listen, K-State's let me down the last couple of weeks. They have not been what I thought they were. And I always don't like that. That makes me look bad.
Offensively, they're falling well short.
That makes me look bad. Because what I read early on from that team was they were going to be pretty legitimate.
Oh, well, they still might be.
I don't know.
Reverse course.
Don't know if I see it at this point. I did want to get in some of my thoughts on the Raiders. you talk about teams being injured. The Raiders are injured. They didn't have any wide receivers in that game. But they've got a big-time running back.
Josh Jacobs, he's the man.
No, a big-time running back.
I know.
Like the running back.
Not the running back.
In this league.
So he's
watch. He'll be a first 5 pick next year in everybody's fantasy draft.
He should be.
Right.
Maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
But will he go over McCaffrey, Kamara, Barkley?
He'll be in that club.
Elliott,
he'll be in that category.
And then he'll be fifth.
Have you watched the kid?
I don't watch the
powerful.
Raiders. Fantasy team, though, and I love him.
Went over to London, England, and beat the Chicago Bears. And that's a win that helps.
It gets some people's attention.
Darn right it does.
Bear, you beat Chase Daniel, which who hasn't?
Hey, you run them up, whoever they have, you play them.
I know.
We didn't have a receiver in that game.
Who was your leading receiver?
I can't remember.
Was Hunter Renfrow playing?
Hunter Renfrow was in there. He wasn't the leading receiver. We got a good tight end in Waller. Here's Chuck on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline at 869-1240. Hello, Chuck.
Good afternoon, Bob and Jeff. Hey, listen, change the subject just a little bit. I wanted to call and say that I was glad to hear you on the show and that you're doing all right.
Was there some doubt? Are you? I presume you're talking to me because I don't know that you'd ever be glad that Jeff was on the show.
That's too bad.
I'm not going to go there, but yes, I'm talking about you, and we've all had a little bit of insight into how you react to Cardinal games, especially the playoffs.
Who gave you that insight?
Well, considering you were just going on and on about it, you know, over the radio during your show.
Stop doing that, by the way.
But anyway, the point was is that I thought maybe Saturday's game in view of your advanced years may have been too much for you, so I'm glad to hear it wasn't.
Thank you, Chuck. Sunday's game, actually, and I appreciate the call, Chuck. Sunday's game was one I did not watch. I had a function with the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame
Saturday,
induction
right?
ceremony.
No, Sunday, you're right.
Right. I know the day.
So what did
I know
you,
you're trying to rush me
what
into
did you do?
Wait a minute. I know you're trying to rush me into senior care so that you can maybe get some money.
I
know what day it is.
How much money do you have? And then we'll discuss.
Significant amount.
Oh, I'll take some.
In
then.
Several pockets.
Don't you want to just give it to me now so you can
My
see
money
me
will
enjoy
go
it?
To my wife.
Really?
Yes. How
really?
Do you like that?
Really?
How do you like
Who you've
that?
You've known for 3.5 years as
no,
opposed.
10 years almost.
So you changed your will. You wrote me out of the will.
You are out of the will.
That's really good. That's a really nice thing to
I
do.
Think I have some kitchenware that I'm going to leave to you. A spatula.
How horrible.
I'm going to leave you a spatula.
What's Debbie going to do in her...
And a
in
strainer.
The, in the twilight of her life with your money.
Live it up.
No.
Find yourself a real man.
Well, that's the hope.
So there.
I've been hoping for that for 10 years.
That she finds herself a real man? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
She'll do just fine. Of course I'm going to take care of my wife.
She does well for herself. We got a house payment.
So you're really wanting my money?
Sure. What am I going to say?
You know what my parents
what
left
am I
me?
Say, no.
A shovel. Jason is next. Jason, hello.
You know, Bob, you got to think of the grandkids. Grandkids come first.
She's smarter than all of us. She'll make her own way.
Also, I'm going to the K-State Oklahoma game on the 26th. I really did not see K-State winning that game, to be honest with you.
Well, of course they're not going to win that game. Did you ever think they were?
No, but I'm really hoping that Barry Switzer will be there because it'd be nice to see Barry.
Have you ever been to a game in Norman?
Not Norman, no.
Is this game in Norman?
No, it's in Manhattan.
Well, then why would Barry Switzer be there?
Can I tell you my Barry Switzer story?
He has been there in the past. So.
I've been in the presence of Barry Switzer at none other... Then an Eagles concert in Oklahoma City. We sat one row behind Barry Switzer.
Real quick, I actually ran into him.
Acknowledge that, please.
Who cares, right, Jason?
I guess.
Did you even hear what Jeff said? Because honest to God, I didn't.
It just kind of went in one and out the other.
Go ahead, Jason. Let's hear your verbal gold.
No, I was in Manhattan back in 92, and he was actually at a bar called Kites at the time, standing right there, and it was the year before he took over the Cowboys.
Well, that's a much better story than Jeff has, Jason.
Is it?
Thank you. Of course it is.
He was at
what was yours again?
Sat behind him at an Eagles concert, the next row back. We were in row 11, which would be like J, maybe.
And where was this?
In Oklahoma City. I was with my good friend Zach.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's an okay story.
Barry Switzer?
I interviewed Barry Switzer.
Super Bowl champ.
I interviewed Barry. The first time I interviewed Barry Switzer was when he was in Derby. Now, I need to recollect this completely, but he was in Derby recruiting a youngster by the name of Kent Dean. And I believe I was working at the Derby Daily Reporter at the time. This was way back.
You saddled up to Barry. Who are you looking at?
And Kent Dean was a fantastic football player for Derby who eventually went to Kansas State. But I remember talking to Barry, and then three or four other times in my career I interviewed Barry Switzer.
We're going to win the big game, baby! That's my Barry Switzer impression.
Max, I know we can't edit live shows, but if there's any way, Jeff.
That was a perfect Barry Switzer.
Jeff. I know these things roll around in your head and you think, should I do this?
Of course I should.
Is this going to be good? That was terrible.
That was terrible?
No, really, it was.
That was my Barry Switzer.
Unless you're Frank Caliendo, don't do things like that.
Oh, only one guy can impersonate people?
Pretty much. Who else does impersonation?
Who else does a perfect Barry Switzer?
That's as good as Frank Caliendo.
Nobody.
Let's get him on the show, Max.
Well, haven't we had him before? You had him on the old show.
Yeah. But he came to town for something. I would love to get Frank Caliendo on this show. There's nobody who does impersonations like him.
Do we want to just wind him up and let him go? Or do you want to... I mean, poor Frank Caliendo. I mean, that's got to be a curse to be that... And I would know that to be that good at impressions. Because that's all anybody is ever going to talk to you about. Huh, really, you're at the improv? Do your John Green.
He's good. We had him on and he was interesting.
Shut up and do your Will Ferrell.
I mean, Frank Caliendo is a fun, interesting guy. He's a comedian.
I know.
Not just an impressionist.
Just an impressionist.
No, he's a funny guy. Have you ever heard him?
Yeah, I've heard him do.
No, you haven't.
I've heard him do.
You've never. Have you ever watched one of his specials?
I'm not. Well, I've seen him do jokes. And as a comedian, he's a really good impressionist.
What do you think? He's making a huge living doing impressions.
Right.
You think he worries that, oh, that's all they want me for?
Yeah.
Really?
Because it is. I mean,
what did we want any comedian for?
Jokes, but he doesn't have any.
His impressions are huge, right. Are funny.
Right. That's his material. He doesn't have punchlines.
Oh, my God. Have you, you know what? I've made a decision. You're done.
Why can't we just call stuff how it is?
You're having a terrible show today.
My throat hurts now because of the Switzer thing. Everything's falling apart.
And we've got your thought of the day coming up.
Oh, yeah, in about 37 minutes.
And you thought the first one went well about how fantasy football is such a wonderful thing.
I didn't say it was a wonderful thing.
Changed my life. I mean, it was a terrible take.
I got another take today.
Well, I hope it's good.
Oh, it'll be good. No comments on my Switzer. Okay.
Nobody cares,
okay.
Jeff. I'm serious. I think you're driving listeners away.
No.
Tampa Bay, do they have a chance to extend this game? Do they have a chance to beat Verlander and get it back to Houston and lose to Garrett Cole?
They've got a shot.
Verlander on short rest.
They're going with kind of a bullpen game, right? Diego Castillo, he's a good pitcher. So we'll see what they can piece together.
What if Verlander goes out on short rest and pitches 7 shutout innings?
He probably will.
The guy's a phenom.
Yeah, I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it? Do you watch him?
Yeah, he's really good, but he shouldn't just be unhittable.
Why do you think he is? Because he throws 98 at the age of 36?
Could be the Vaseline, or it could be that.
The guy, I enjoy watching him pitch, and I'll look forward to watching that game tonight.
Really? With his little tight little pants? I can't stand Justin Verlander.
I don't care what you think about him.
I know.
He's one of the greatest pitchers in the history of the game. A first ballot Hall of Famer.
Probably. Yeah,
he is. That has to irritate you to know
it does. I the only hope I have left is that he gets caught cheating. Well, again, I guess.
When did he cheat before?
I just assume that he has.
You are such a jealous fan.
Why am I jealous?
Because you never win.
Because
you literally have no championships. Not one team you've ever rooted for has won anything. That's
good. Well, I've only rooted for one team.
No, you've been for NBA teams in the past.
Well, then I have every championship because I like all the NBA teams. The Lakers? What about when I was a big Lakers
guy? They didn't
win
when you were with
the Lakers. Shaq and Kobe? Yeah, they won 3.
No, you were a Cedric Ceballos guy.
And then I remained a Lakers fan for a while.
I didn't know that.
You didn't. I just had watch parties for Lakers Kings.
You never talked much about it.
No, please.
What did you think of Nick Bosa last night? Symbolically planting the flag.
I don't like that. Leave that stuff in college.
Well, that's what Baker Mayfield did.
In college.
Against Ohio State.
Right.
I liked it.
Leave it in college. We're grown men
Baker
now.
Mayfield was abysmal in that
he
game.
He hasn't been good in a lot of games.
They have no offensive line in Cleveland. And all you people, and I'm looking right at you.
Don't look at
who
me.
Who thought this team was going to be really good. You don't look at football. Oh, they got Odell Beckham and they got Nick. They got all these guys.
They do have a lot of guys.
They don't have any offensive linemen.
No, they'll get Trent Williams or something.
And guys like you don't understand that. You just look at the stars. You don't
They don't have a good coach. Their quarterback isn't very good. And their
but
line
isn't. You thought Mayfield was the guy.
I thought he was a guy. I don't know if I thought he was the guy. I thought he was top 10 to 12 type quarterback, better than serviceable. But he's
and
not.
Now we got to question him. We got to question everything until it's proven. It is so hard to be good in the NFL. Because week to week, you're getting dinged, you're getting injured, you got guys chasing you. It's just, it's such a, I don't know, man.
It's hard. Football's a hard sport, I assume. Never played it, but it appears to be very
difficult.
Why didn't
you play football?
I don't know. I wish I would have done what our friend Matt Smith did at Heights.
Go out as a senior?
And be the starting quarterback. I could have done that, right?
Well, at North.
Yeah.
Not anywhere that they had any kind of tradition.
But that would have been fun.
North actually has some football tradition.
Yeah, take
that You wouldn't know it from the last 20 years.
Oh, please. With Elbert Mack on the club, we did pretty well.
What, 3-6?
No, we went like 8-3 or something.
Really?
Yeah.
1 year.
Yeah. Got trounced by Hutch in the playoffs, I think. They might have even won a playoff game.
I don't think. If they went 8-3, they had to win a playoff game.
Something like that.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Kyle Sanders will text me and let me know. Won't he?
Now what? Well, what do you have now? Why don't you ever carry the get to your thought of the day.
No, that's at 5:50. We're about to take a break. Someone asked.
I'm not taking a break.
Someone asked to comment on Snoop Dogg. Do you have any thoughts on Snoop Dogg?
Oh, I did want to mention that. I didn't get to that.
Thanks for
reminding me. Good for Snoop
Dogg. Good for Snoop.
KU is in a world of hurt.
Yeah, that'll
that looks so bad. And then for them to apologize and pretend like, well, we didn't know he was going to do that. You look as old as you've ever looked.
Max thought you were going to cuss, and so did I.
What am I going to cuss about?
You said we didn't know he was going to do that shit.
Show.
I know, but
right.
It didn't sound.
I've never cussed once in my broadcast career, Max. Not one time has anybody had to bleep me. And they never will because I'm
a
professional. And it looked bad for Kansas. It looked bad for Bill Self. It looked bad for Jeff Long, their athletic director. It's a bad, bad look. And all you people that go, well, a Snoop Dogg, that doesn't excuse it.
It doesn't excuse
I'm
it,
not
but
blaming
it
Snoop
excuses
Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
I'm not blaming Snoop Dogg.
Good.
He's Snoop Dogg.
Did you ever think you'd say that sentence on the radio?
What?
I'm not blaming Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I'm not. Why would I blame him?
Spell Snoop Dogg.
What do you mean?
Two G's at the end,
right? Right. Yeah. D-O-G-G.
D-O-double-G. You got to speak the language.
I'm aware of Snoop Dogg. He's been around since I was young. He has.
No, he has.
He came into.
You were my age when Snoop came.
Yeah, he was in the 90s.
Right, like 92. You were 30,
I was 36,
37.
That's young.
Okay, then I'm young?
You're not young because you act old. I've been
Thank you.
I've been forever young. Because my mental state is young.
Name a Snoop Dogg song. I want to see if you know any.
I don't care about Snoop Dogg
songs. Just say Gin and Juice. That's what everybody wants you to say.
Gin and Juice.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a break. When we return, it will be time to play the game right here on KFH Radio with Bob and Jeff. Back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.